Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop.
We have to end apartheid for one, and slow down the nuclear arms race, stop terrorism and world hunger. We have to provide food and shelter for the homeless, and oppose racial discrimination and promote civil rights, while also promoting equal rights for women. We have to encourage a return to traditional moral values. Most importantly, we have to promote general social concern and less materialism in young people.
Country.
American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men, and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Thursday, October 13th, 2005. And this would be Newsreel, the WA Global sit rep for global corporatical tyranny, technology, and trends for your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening to this program, you are too. Mind you, I've got to tell you that today I am not standing, I am sitting, and I am weeping in utter agony. But I will get to that later. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. You can get to my live journal by reading on the title bar after you type it in. Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Osprey Radio.info, and Extreme Radio Tampa, as well as SRN1. And you yourself are free to distribute this broadcast any way that you see fit. And speaking of fit, part of fitness is the word fit, and that is what I've been doing lately. I've been trying to do the physical fitness thing. Now, me being an absolute fucking idiot, I decided that I would go and, you know, kind of hit it super hard, right? I'm like, okay, I'm not going to pussy out on this fitness thing. I'm going to go at it hardcore. I'm going to go at it 5 days a week. And then after a little bit of thought, I did some reading and research, because it's always good, always important, get some background data, make sure that you get all your data, you know, squared away before you start getting involved with fitness and stuff like that. And I talked to some people who I trusted, you know, who were in really wicked shape, and they were saying, well, you know, Sean, we've noticed that you're actually fucking crazy, and maybe you should, in fact, only work out 3 days a week instead of the 5 days a week, you nut, considering you're a disgusting fat body right now, and, you know, you haven't worked out in a really long time. So I thought, okay, you know, my whole method of working out is I don't want to get bored with it. You know, I want to make sure that I keep it all fresh and fast and new. So I'm going to try different things, right? I'm thinking, you know, what would Jason Bourne do? You know, what would James Bond work out doing? You know, that's the kind of stuff I'm thinking about here. So I'm thinking running with weights, rock climbing, some cycling, you know, maybe go swimming, you know, because swimming is cool, right? You know, swim as far as you can and all this kind of jazz. But eventually you have to come around to the moment of truth when you have to go into the wretched, wretched place, the small gateway of hell known as the gym. And in the gym, they have these weights along with these people who are, you know, possessed by Satan, who sit in there and are absolutely fucking ginormous. And they, you know, all they do is lift these heavy things all day long. So I decided, you know, well, the problem is that I've read a lot of fitness books over the years, and you've got all these ideas. So I went in there and I decided, okay, well, I'm just going to, you know, go at it. Here, I'm here. I've gauged myself up. My body's not in pain. You know, I've been working out a little bit, running with the weights a little bit. So now today I'm going to hit the gym. I should have a basic groundwork. Ha, 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 ha. Yes, yes. In fact, it was Tuesday. Well, actually, it was Monday, and it's temporarily a day before yesterday, because it's always the day after that the pain kicks in. So I went in there and I was doing, for those of you in the fitness know-how, I won't bore you with all the details, but suffice to say, there's a type of training called supersets, And there's a type of training known as pyramiding. And me being a fucking idiot, I decided to pyramid my supersets, which, so I'm doing pyramid supersets with weights. You know, nothing really high weight. We're talking 25 pounds max, you know, but you're exhausting the arms and the body. Now, day one, I'm like, okay, I was sore after my workout, and I thought, okay, well, you know, I probably could keep working out, but I'm pretty good here, and I'm sweating a little bit, so I'm going to just call it a square. Next day, wasn't so bad, but this morning when I woke up, oh my God, I am in hell. The gym is a horrible place. It is a gateway to the underworld, I swear to God. I could hear my body laughing at me. Well, it's actually my body is completely having a general strike throughout the entire limb. So, unfortunately, I had to compose most of today's show format using my nose as my arms cannot be lifted past my waist, which is really, really horrid and causes a lot of pain for me. So, after dining down on a bunch of fat-free food, which is about as satisfying as a beer fart, I have now decided to get onto the show, which today's show, let me tell you, we have got a whole jimmy whack of feedback, which is great. I like doing the feedback. Don't hold back on ideas and thoughts and opinions and stuff you want me to comment on, because realistically, I'd like the show to be more of a voice for the community. You know what I mean? We want to get the news out there. We want to get the important things going on, but the show is about you, and so it should be. So anyway, let's get straight into some feedback right off the top. Dear Sean, you mentioned the importance of fish and their fat for brain function. Newsreel 10705. I agree that there is importance to getting this fat. The major fats you are looking for are omega-3 and omega-6 and DHEA, called docosahexaenoic acid. But we'll just call it DHEA because, well, the other one is a good Scrabble word. It is important to get the balance of omega-3 and omega-6. Most people get more omega-6 than 3. Also, try getting at least 100 milligrams of DHEA a day. It's like taking a hit of gray matter. Ooh, cool. I don't know where I can get DHA. You know, I don't think we can get DHA in Canada. I've never seen it in any stores, but I'll see if I can find some. So what do people like Sumerian do? Yes, people like Sumerian who do not kill in order to survive. Fish, oh my God, I need some DHA. Fish get their DHA supply from microalgae. I just jump straight to the source. The only product that I know of that has a vegan supply of DHA is Neuromins. I get my supply of that from High Health, H-I-H-E-A-L-T-H. The only reason I know any of this health stuff is because I'm a vegetarian, and I choose to be a good vegetarian and do my research so my health wouldn't take a hit. After all, health was the reason I did this in the first place. Hope this helps. And this was from X-Logix. So thank you very much, X-Logix. And it is always good. I always like, you know, health and physical fitness. Because when you think about it, as WOGs, okay, we currently do not have the option of, you know, messing around with our cyborg bodies because, well, we don't have cyborg bodies yet. Key term, operative term there, yet. Now, after, you know, I could probably build myself a multi-ped body if I really wanted to in hopes that down the road, you know, I'd be able to do a consciousness transfer. And at the very least, you could use a robot as a grave marker. And I thought that would be a really cool concept. You know, like if I ever died and I had a robot that you could, like, you could be buried in a graveyard and you could use this robot as a custom grave marker. You know what I mean? And then that way, once it's turned on, you have it solar powered or whatever, just run around the graveyard. I mean, how fucking cool would that be? You got this little, like, tachycoma kind of thing cruising around the graveyard talking to people with your voices. I could download all my media and rants. People could go in, you know, they could log in through a wireless connection. Of course, people would hack my robot, which would really suck ass. Of course, you could have the robot in the storage. I mean, there's all kinds of ways of doing this, but the concept basically is this, is that, you know, you need to have the robot as the grave marker. That's the idea here. And I think it's a really, really cool concept, and especially, you know, you can, it's just a short, you know, hop, skip, and a jump, you know, throw some crystals in there. Maybe I could channel myself into my robot after death, you know, getting into weird zone. But, you know, getting back to the vegan thing, right, since we don't have cyborg body parts and all that good stuff right now, it does make sense to look after the body, especially the mind. I mean, what good is your body if you're all, like, super buff and you're, like, Arnold and looking all super, super duper if your brain is poo, right? I mean, that doesn't make sense. The whole, wherever the soul exists, you can bet it's going to be in the mind somewhere, you know? So, realistically, you know, upgrade the gray matter because one day it may matter. Deltron 3030. And I do think that looking at things like ginkgo biloba, omega-3, and apparently this DHA, which I don't know anything about, so if anybody out there has any really good ideas or sources on, you know, how to make sure your head goes faster and without, you know, getting all speedy and shit like that. And we need to know. We need to know here at Newsreel so that we can pass it on to all the wogs so we can win by intelligence. That is the plan. Even if I were to go horribly insane, and assuming, of course, I'm not already there, even if I were to go horribly insane, let's hope. Let us hope that there would be enough intelligent people out there to carry on the WOG movement, and eventually I would get my applesauce and my old folks home, and they would say, yeah, see that man over there? That's Sean Kennedy. He's the fucking man. He went fucking crazy, but he's the fucking man, and we all love him, and we'll you know, yeah, the aliens are coming, you know, those goddamn bastards, we need to invade. Yeah, Sean, that's great, buddy. You're doing good. You know, why don't you just have some more applesauce? Ooh, applesauce. You know, that's the kind of stuff that you want to have. That's where I imagine myself being. You know, that's where I hope I wind up versus, wow, he's old and useless. Bang, thud. Snowwalker. Dear Sean, in response to the sort yourself out on 10-11-05 about hating cops, I remember this one, this was just the other day, I have found that I treat it as Sun Tzu's Art of War states to keep of your friends close and your enemies closer. Interesting. If a cop is your friend, they're going to have a slightly more difficult time causing problems for you. I have joined with a group at our high school that gives an opportunity to see what and how cops deal with situations. I commonly go on ride-alongs during the weekends. Ooh, that's totally winning of hearts and minds. That's completely the kind of stuff I was talking about. Good job. I've had times that the cops are called and a friend of mine would be arrested. As long as you stay cool with them and obey what they ask and command you ask or command, you generally have few problems. This is totally true. This is completely echoing what I've said before. I have found some cops will try to be super cop and make themselves look good. Well, you know, I mean, if you're going to do anything, if you're going to be a programmer, you want to be super programmer. If you're going to be a soldier, you want to be super soldier. If you're going to be a radio DJ, well, you want to be super radio DJ. So, you know, realistically, them trying to be super cop, well, you know, you can't really blame them for it. These are the scary ones, and will usually cause problems if you begin provoking a situation. Yes, if you begin provoking a situation, do not fuck with the Ed 209 because you will lose. I hope this clears up some questions about cops and their reasons for doing things. May server protect you. What a creepy thing to send off a letter to me with. Peace, Sly Cat. Thank you, Sly Cat. And I generally, again, you know, people are always like on me because I don't think cops are tops. Well, I enjoy police officers. I think they're good people, generally. You know, I do. Now, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now in that New Orleans thing where the cops are trying to put the cuffs on this guy who's like this 60-year-old dude. And, of course, that, you know, I've seen the guy. It doesn't really look like he's a 60-year-old dude. So, you know, we can't really make the generalization of 60. There's a guy. You're trying to put cuffs on the guy. The guy's not, you know, I don't know what's going on there. But what I did see was one guy pinning the guy up against the wall. Video footage of this other cop repeatedly punching him in the face. Okay, well, that's excessive. You know, I don't know what the rest of the story is there. But there's definitely some bad shit going on there. You know, punching people is not a way to get compliance. I mean, I think that law enforcement should probably learn to do some joint locks or some, you know, pressure point manipulation. Unless Buddy was on drugs, which they say he wasn't. You know, there's clearly a problem there. And apparently the New Orleans police force is totally corrupt. They've been going through a lot of heavy shit. So, you know, it's something to look at here and say, okay, what's going on? If we got a racism issue going on down there, what the fuck is happening? There are police forces with problems. We need to take a look at it. But you can't judge all cops by a couple of shit pumps in New Orleans. Okay? You can't judge all cops that way. 200 cops walked off the job in New Orleans. They just said, fuck this, we're leaving, screw the world. Well, that's not fair to judge every cop by those standards. There's a lot of cops out there that are some of the best human beings on the planet right now because they've decided to stand up and serve the community. That is the whole point of being a cop. You know what I mean? It's not about the power trip. I mind you, there are some cops that do get off on the power trip, but that is not the number one cause. So remember, cops, in fact, whether you believe it or not, are your friends. Okay, here we go. Dear Sean, here's something you might find interesting. A man named Shigo, a total wog if you ask me, wrote a few books about the optimizing the human machine. He was a man in charge of the Toyota Corporation back in the 80s and an amazingly intelligent individual. Well, you know, I'm digging Toyota. So far, I'm digging this guy. He wrote all his books in Japanese, but he sent me a link here for some of the books he's written. If you can slam a P.O. box address my way, I'll mail you a copy of a study of the Toyota production system. It's ISBN number, if anyone's interested, ISBN number 09152-99178. So you can take a look at it. I'd be sending you the best translation I've seen yet. There's a lot of industry-specific methods, but if you apply it to life in general, with a little work, if you find a screw to operate a compressing device that has 13 threads, what is the purpose of all 13 threads? Wow, that's pretty specific crap. If you can close the compressor with 3 threads and keep it closed, shouldn't you get rid of the extra 10 threads? Yes and no. I'm a big fan of over-engineering. I'll have to say, I am a big fan of over-engineering. If you have to spend time to make something more solid, I would agree with that. But anyway, I see what he's saying here. They only exist to waste time. The extra 10 turns of the motor are wasted energy and money lost in production. Holy crap. Anyway, if you're interested, hit me up. If not, be sure to mention Shigio Shengo. That's how it says. Shigio Shengo, not Shigo Shigo. Shigio Shengo, among the list of wall greats. Yours in love and hate, peace and war, Roland Alien Kitten. Well, thank you, Roland Alien Kitten. And as well, I don't know much about that, but I do know that Toyota's the guys who gave me the first walking mecha. I mean, they're the ones who did it. They're the guys who came out with the actual first moving walking mecha. So, you know, Toyota gets a get-out-of-shit-free card with me. And as well, now, you know, it looks like I haven't had any negative press sent to me about Toyota. So it looks like Toyota may, in fact, be a corporate political that may not be, in fact, the Prince of Darkness, but the journey could be out on that. I mean, you know, really. So if I like this, what does this mean, Sean? Does it mean you're going to go work for a Toyota? Hell, if they give me Mecha, fuck yeah, I'm going to go work for Toyota. It's like, hey, Sean, now we're Toyota. Uh-huh. We got a Star Cruiser. Uh-huh. And we want you to be in command of the Star Cruiser and staff it with WOGs. Fuck yeah, right now. But, you know, we have to go declare war on an alien planet. Are they human? Not so much. Good. Right on. Fucking A. We'll load it up. Give me the power armor. Live forever, apes. Ho. Dear Sean, I'm in need of your perspective on something. Well, absolutely. My perspective is superior anyway. Mwah. I've been working on this TV show that will be somewhat like a companion, oh, danger, to your patrolling show, but altogether different. Well, if it's altogether different, why is it a companion? But anyway, Sim and Smoke are already aware of it, although I have not kept in contact with them due to me being out of school because of some shit with my mother's health. Well, that's not so cool. If your mom's sick, man, you should look after that. But I'm now back in school and working like a racehorse on crack to get these things produced. I start filming in less than 2 weeks and have come to realize the original title I had planned was The Rough Guides. It has already taken, that title, The Rough Guides, has already been taken by a travel book company. So after much thought, I decided to go with The Wog Guides. Better, sure. But then I remembered what you said about Jello Biafra and all the more hardcore than now was concerned. If the title of my show, along with the fact that I'm not at all active in the online rant community, IRC forums and whatnot, may cause all those who reject my show because they think I'm not as hardcore as them or I'm trying to be you. I believe WOGs are some of the greatest people on earth, but I also know that every group has its morons and elitists. So do you think I have something to be concerned about, or am I wearing a tinfoil hat here? And this is from Humanus Domina, a.k.a. the ambassador of Chicago 2600. Well, let me tell you something here, buddy. First of all, it's cool that you want to do this. You know, I mean, more WOG things, the better. I don't think that you're ripping me off. You're talking to me about this here. It's not like, fuck you, Sean, you're an idiot. I'm going to now, you know, usurp your, you know, I don't have command of anybody. Okay, I'm not a leader here. I'm just one guy. Now, you'll note that every single fucking thing that I have done on patrolling has been encouraging you to do just this, okay? I've been telling people to get out there and communicate and share ideas. So if you use the same sort of stuff, you know, provided it's not the exact same stuff, but if you're doing planning and stuff like that, maybe you could take people to submit ideas to you. They could make their own films, and we could make, like, you know, spread it around for free. Make sure that all these thoughts and ideas can go out there. You know, I mean, I've made enough of an impact, I think, in my own little puny brain here. I believe I've made enough of an impact that I'm not worried about, you know, ego or stuff like that. My ego died of overfeeding some time ago, all right? So I don't have to worry about that too much. So, yeah, give her, man. Give her. I don't have a problem with it. But you mustn't be concerned also with what other people think. You know what I mean? A great friend of mine said to me one time, never depend on others for applause. But, you know, I would caution you that you don't burn yourself out. I mean, because this is not easy shit to do. I mean, I got Sim doing, you know, Sim works on this stuff like he's out of his fucking mind. The guy, like, lives and breathes and eats and sleeps that stuff. Incidentally, still haven't got any really hot chicks. emailing me for my, you know, capture and rescue Sam. I think in the walk, seriously now, seriously, I'm gonna touch in on this, you know, because I don't know if Sim's going to listen to this program. He generally does. Sometimes he skips them. You know, remember the other day, like on Monday's show, he said, oh, did you cover the Pope, you know, talking about whether or not the Bible was all legit anymore and all that? So that means he doesn't catch every show. Not every show, but he'll probably catch this show. But anyway, I don't care. He's not here. He can't stop me. Mwahaha. But what I'm thinking here, I'll finish off on your thing here. Do it, giver. Sounds good. And if other people don't like it, fuck them. More meat for the meat eaters. Now, back to Sim. I would say that we need to get a positive intervention for Sim. Now, the problem with Sim is that the guy is wargorific, okay? So positive interventions, like sitting around with a group of friends saying, you know, Sim, we think your music is evil. You know, that's not going to work with the Sim man, okay? But the guy spends way too much time on the box. How much time on the box? Let's say last 3 years, 12 hours a day on the box, producing product for y'all. All right, now I think, now granted, he turns out some nice product and we love him dearly, okay? But he doesn't eat at all. Well, that's not true. He only eats non, you know, meat. So, I'm concerned, you know, as, you know, people will note that we have some different viewpoints on things, surprisingly different viewpoints on things, but I love the guy. The guy's like my brother, okay? So I'm a little concerned about the dude. And the only person he can really listen to, you know, he'll ever listen to, even has a hope of listening to, is probably me. Yeah, of course. What we gotta do is we gotta get Sim off the box. How do we get Sim off the box? There's a couple ways we could do this. One, we could hack his house and lock him down so he can't get online anymore. But that won't really work because he's got enough video archive footage that he will stay inside of his room and keep working on the box, purely isolated from the rest of the world. So that won't work. All right, because he's got, you know, 20 million hours of video footage he can edit. Now, some people would say, fuck it, why not? Let him do his thing. Well, because, man, you know, I mean, 3 years, 12 to 15 hours a day on the box. It's time to get off the box, you know. So we got to come up with some sort of a way to get Sim off the box. We could kidnap him. I mean, he's up for kidnapping. You know, seriously, Sim is down for kidnapping. The thing is, you have to make sure that the kidnapping is, you know, we'd have to get kind of cultish about it. We'd have to make sure we got some hot chicks there, you know, maybe feed him some drugs or something so we can get him out to the desert, put him in a commune somewhere, you know, something like that so it could, you know, so like cold turkey him or something like that. I will take suggestions of how to get Sim off the box because I think as a responsible WOG community, we have an obligation to make sure that Sumerian, the man who facilitates the bridge, the burning bush of Rant Media, seriously, we need to make sure that he lives a happy, productive life. And some people would say, well, he says he's happy. No, he doesn't know what happiness is. Only we know what happiness is. Fuck his individual rights. We need to make sure that he lives happy and well and pure and all that good stuff. Well, pure is a funny word. Maybe pure isn't so good. Well, you know, I'm never concerned with. You know what I'm saying here. You know what I'm saying. I mean, a lot of people are like, well, it's his choice, la, 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 la. Well, yeah. But I'm thinking that Sim has a problem. Now, there's many of us out there that have a problem, but Sim has paid enough of a debt to have us intervene in his life. That's what I'm saying. Get back to me. Newsreel@randradio.com. Dear Sean, to be the devil's advocate here, why the fuck do people do that? I don't know why people do this. They're like, well, I'm just going to take this ad for no good fucking reason. But anyway, to be the devil's advocate here, diamonds have always been worthless. Well, not, well, you know, okay. Since the De Beers has a monopoly on them and created a demand with the creative advertising for them a year ago, many a year ago, they can afford to charge out the ass for something that could easily still make 300% profit, even if it's only 10% of their current price. However, the diamond growing is not new. It was first done by the Russians during the Cold War, and the machine was sold to Gemnesis, a company out of Florida, who to this day, for about 5 years now, has been creating perfect clarity 3-carat yellow diamonds, perfectly indistinguishable from a real one. Now, I did not know this. This is some heavy shit. The reason? The process is exactly the same. They use machines to create heat and pressure at an accelerated rate, and thus are able to quickly manufacture diamonds. What does this mean? Testing is underway at this exact moment to start creating computer processors for desktop machines that will run on diamond-based semiconductors. Hot. You might have heard of these a few years back about a test procedure at 40 gigahertz. That's the one. Expect the desktop processor to take a massive leap forward within the next 5 years. That's cool. That's very, very cool. Like, diamonds being grown and stuff like that, I'm all down with that. I think it's very, very hot. And I wonder if this, you know, I don't know much about, I never actually read Neal Stephenson's Diamond Age, but I wonder if this is the kind of stuff that he was talking about them. And if they can grow these diamonds, don't we have a responsibility there to, you know, kind of, well, to cut out De Beers? Because apparently every single diamond worn on everybody's ring has been dug out of the ground by slaves, pretty much. I mean, they're almost all blood diamonds. So it's something to look at and go, that's not so good. You know, we don't really like the blood diamonds so much. So maybe it's a good idea to start talking more and more about these grown diamonds. I mean, again, De Beers, I know that they're pretty much the Prince of fucking Darkness, and since they don't have a problem killing people to get the diamonds, I'm pretty sure that if it came down to being serious, they would, you know, they'd kill people to keep diamonds having their value. I mean, you know, it only stands to reason. And now, the hyper-intellectual section of our show. Dear Sean, I got stabbed in the ear by Melican. And then he sent me a dictionary, a reference from dictionaryreference.com. But what the fuck does dictionaryreference.com know anyway? And he has then come back with a resounding statement saying, it is pronounced nuclear. 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 Okay, that's how it's pronounced. Not nuclear, but nuclear. That's how you pronounce things really doesn't matter, though, Sean. Although nuclear is especially bad because it makes you look stupid like a certain U.S. president. But since you're a crazy Canadian, it doesn't matter much. He spelled A wrong. He spelled it A-Y. It's actually E-H. You ignorant, backwater American hick. Harr! Now, and that was Truth and Honor from Melican. Now, in response to Melican, they're all wrong. Everybody is wrong, okay? All the internet references to how you say nuclear or nuclear is wrong, okay? It is nuclear. It is not nuclear. It's nuclear, for fuck's sakes. Now, are you ready for this card? Are you ready for this one? I'm going to tap three of my internet mana cards here. You ready for this one? I'm going to lay this card on. You ready for my retort? You ready for this one? If it's good enough for the President of the United States, it's good enough for me. Oh, fuck yeah. You got to like that. You know, who's more important, the internet or the President of the United States? Oh, you like the way I played that one? Bam! Look at that. Who's more important, Malekith? Oh, the President says it that way. So the two in my corner, I have the President of the United States, the leader of the free fucking world, says nuclear. That's how they say it. So you know what, Melican? Your funny little internet website is wrong. Oh, I'm afraid nuclear will be quite operational by the time your friends arrive. Sort yourself out. Hey, Sean. Here's sort of a feedback sort yourself out combination for you. Well, that's always good. You know, I'll take any sort yourself out you can get your hands on. Oh, incidentally, I love Melican. It's just funny that he can't understand how to say nuclear. Hey, Sean, here's sort of a feedback for you, sort yourself out combination. I was listening at work to Monday's show where you asked about listeners making decent cash. I'm one, but I don't know how much longer that'll last. That's an interesting statement. I graduated college with a BS in computer science last winter. 2 months ago, I got my first real job. So this is, you're pretty new here, man. 2 months, like 60 days. You know, I've been drunk longer than that. You know what I mean? It's paying me $60,000 a year. Fucking hot. Good job. The problem is, it's a boring 9-to-5 computer desk job that requires just enough brain power to keep me from doing something else, or from doing much else, but not enough to keep me interested. Add to this the loss of interest in my own chosen career path, and my recent move that has me driving up to 3 hours a day just to get to and from work. It gets pretty old pretty quickly, not to mention expensive. But apparently you can afford that shit because you're making $60,000 a year. But anyway, I digress. Because of the time spent working and traveling, I hardly even have time to cash or deposit my obscenely large once-a-month paychecks, nor do I have much time to enjoy this disposable income. I've been wanting to get into various hobbies and activities, but now I just don't have enough time in the day. I say, okay, so I'm making good money, but I got no time to fucking spend it, is what you're telling me here. I'm good with computers and enjoy them as a hobby, but I can't see myself staying in the computer field too much longer. Given the information and time to learn, I can do pretty much anything. I've considered taking a job as a baker, a cemetery caretaker, and being a production association at a lumber yard, building wall panels and prefab trusses. These career choices are bad. Do not do these, okay? My ideal job is one where I can learn new skills that are useful outside of work and that involve some amount of physical activity, but also won't make my family think I'm totally wasting my life and my degree. They're pretty relaxed and open, but they make me worry whether I'm making good decisions. You're going through self-doubt here. I'm not too worried about the money. I have no debts, and I'm conservative with my finances. Well, that's why you should be worried about the money, okay? Because you have no debt, okay? But I'll get back to this. But I need a job where I won't feel like a zombie slave tied to a swivel chair. So any ideas or advice you could give me would be more than appreciated. Okay, buddy, I got you sorted out here. This is exactly the kind of thing I want to do. Now, don't fuck this up. Do not fuck this up. What you need to do is get yourself like a 3-year calendar, okay? Now, you will do this fucking job, and you will, like, you got to turn disadvantage into advantage. Okay, what do you got here? You're traveling a lot, you're working a lot, you don't have time to spend any money. This is a good thing, not a bad thing, okay? What you will do, here is what you will do. What you will do is you will save as much money as you possibly can. You will take as much cash as humanly possible, and you will bank it. And you will do this for 2 years. You've been doing this job for 2 months. You do not have the perspective. Yes, it sucks ass. So suck it up, cowboy, and suck some ass for the next 2 years. Then, if it still sucks ass and you're still doing the same shitty job 2 years from now, you will have enough of a cash pillow that you can go, you know what, fuck this. I'm going to take the money that I saved. I'm going to go move to Vietnam and live like a god for the rest of my life. You got to start thinking outside the box. You're making $60,000 a year. If you want to do something intellectually stimulating, work on being an inventor. Work on robotics. You're into computers and stuff like that, and you've got that kind of training. Do not start being a baker, because all the work you've just done to get where you are now becomes useless. Okay, you're burning out, and you're feeling brutal. You need to take a couple weeks off, you know, if that, but you're not going to be able to take a couple weeks off for probably about a year. So, yeah, right now is where it's going to be about maintain. So I beg you, please, for the love of God, maintain your current status. Stay there. Yes, it's going to suck. Yes, it's going to suck. You do have things like Newsreel to try to help you through your day, and I wish I could do more to help you, man. But you need to hold on to this. Before you make any kind of a fucking decision, you need to consider the economics, and you do not know what you have got until it is gone. You went from college straight out to the real world, and you are happy and blessed and touched enough to wander upon a job which pays you $60,000 a year. You're in the top 15% income bracket in North America, probably the fucking world. Okay, don't fuck this up. Stay at the computer job. Yeah, it sucks, but you will get better at it, and eventually, you know, you'll be able to pull it off, la, 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 la. You'll learn how to, you know, be a little bit more slack, get a little bit more time. Maybe you can move closer to work, you know, commute to and from. Whatever you can do to make that happen, you should do it. Trust me on this one. Please, please, please. Don't, like, give yourself 2 solid years doing this and banking up enough cash. So if you're going to bail, bail and retrain yourself completely. You must consider the economics, especially in today's climate, man. If you don't have the finances and you wind up going wobbly and sideways, you're going to be wind up fucking, you know, quoting, you know, the Saturday Night Live show. You're going to be some crazy hippie living in a van down by the river. All right? You don't want to do that. Now, some people would say, hey, man, you know, what's wrong with blah, 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 blah. Listen, dude, listen. Hang on to the job. And if you want to quit your job, fine. But do it for like three or four years, surf up enough cash so that you got, like, let's say, for example, you're making $60,000 a year, okay? Assuming now that you can bank, let's say, because you make disgusting amounts of money, let's say you make, you can bank 20 grand a year, not too hard to do. Let's say you can bank in the cash in the bank $20,000 a year, okay? Let's say you do that for 5 years, 5 years of your life. Sucks a lot, I know, but let's say you do it for 5. That is $100,000 cash, okay? There's countries all over the world where you could live on $100,000 a year for the rest of your life, mass a bunch of tools, move down there, and just become like, you know, do the Arthur C. Clarke thing. You know, go live on a mountaintop somewhere, have hot and cold running servants, and away you go. You're laughing. Okay? But don't fuck this up. Do not quit your job. Do not go be a fucking baker. Are you out of your goddamn mind? A cemetery worker? No, dude. No, man. I know it sucks right now and it hurts right now. Do whatever you gotta do, but you cannot quit this job. Okay? It's way too much of a fucking gift horse for you to drop this thing. So please, please, if I could crawl on my hands and knees and beg you to hang on to this fucking thing for 2 years, please do this. Please. Because after 2 years, fuck, man, you will thank me. Anyway. And as well, you've been out for 2 months. It's going to suck ass right now. You're going through some self-doubt. Don't worry. You know, just breathe. Remember to breathe. Everything's going to be fine. Now then, we got on to a wondrous opinion piece here. Dear Sean and Sim, if he's there. Well, he's not here, but he's here in spirit. Well, he's actually always here because it goes through his station. So, in fact, Sim is here. I live in South Carolina, USA, and I don't truth the Bible. I think he meant to say trust there. I don't trust the Bible. However, believe in a God. Every time I tell someone I think God is like, whatever time I tell someone what I think God is like, They're so close-minded, they tell me I'm wrong and preach their BS at me. Why is it that way? Why can't they consider the possibility I might be right? Have they been brainwashed or something? A wog in this life and the next. Wet-wired angel. Okay, wet-wired angel. Don't know how old you are. And there's some pretty serious grammar going on in this letter here. So here's my take on this. First of all, Sim, I'm going to speak for Sim. You know, I shouldn't really do this, but I'm going to speak for Sim here. And he's going to say, yes, unequivocally, you've been brainwashed because you believe in a god. All right, if you believe in a god, okay, that's, you know, that's something. You know, you believe in a god, however you try to go that. But you got to bear in mind that everyone else in South Carolina, in the United States, you know, if you live in a church-going community, they have a very strict brain control thing that they do down there called church. And what they do in the church is everybody talks and they all go the Bible. And they got the God manual there, the Bible. Okay, that's their God manual. So, yeah, if you start talking out against the God manual, well, that's going to cause problems in, you know, you're going to become a bit of a virus and they're going to send the agents out to get you. You know, Mr. Wet-Wired Angel. You know, that's not what you want. So, generally, what I would do is I wouldn't tell anyone what you think God is like. That's what I would say. I would say don't do that. You know, it's no one's business what you think God is like. It's your business, you know, and if they want to talk their shit at you, that's fine. You know, it can't hurt you. You know, just listen to them and say, well, you know, whatever. Thanks for your input. Wow, that's great. You know, and if they want to bow their heads and pray in their way and you want to help them do that, that's great. You can do that. But you don't have to go throwing your shit in their face. Otherwise, you're just as bad as they are. I mean, I'm not even sure what the fuck I believe in anymore, you know, totally. I'd like to believe in a god. I'd like to believe in ghosts. I'd like to believe in a lot of this supernatural shit. But it's getting harder and harder, man. It really is. With all the tragedy and fucking just devastatingly bad shit that I have to wade through every day, through the news stories, I'm like, where's God during all this stuff, eh? Where's God in the Rwandan crisis? Where's God in the tsunami? Where's God in the cannibalism going on in South Africa, in the rape camps in Bosnia? Where's God for any of this fucking shit? Some people go, well, that's free will. Some people say, you know, that's free will. That's why, well, people do that. Well, okay then. Okay then, if that's the fucking case, I got no use for this particular kind of brand of God. Because if we're going to have a God, should be looking after people. That's what God does. You know what I'm saying here? So don't piss me off. You know, it bugs me. Now, you know, well, who are you to question God? My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. And every single one of us have the right to individuality and the ability to say, no, I don't think that this is correct. I am not going to live looking through a fucking mirror darkly. I am not going to sit here and live in a demon-haunted world because I got my M14 in the trunk of my fucking car. That is how that shit works, all right? So, you know what? Don't go throwing your shit in anybody else's face religiously, because if you do, you're just as bad as they are. Alrighty. Now, on to the news. In censorship news. Now, this is quite the story. Quite the story. Listen to this one. Sent in by Drake. And big props to Rogue Trooper, by the way. He's been sending me just fucking oceans of email. FBI raided the home of a controversial erotic stories website owner on Friday. And these are stories, texts only. Apparently on charges of obscenity. The website, RedRoseStories.com, posted a notice on its homepage announcing the raid and warning customers that the FBI now has access to all past customer information. I am sorry to inform all interested parties that Red Rose Stories is a dead site, read a statement posted on the website by Operator Rosie. The FBI has succeeded in closing me down. I am being charged with obscenities and face charges for having posted such stories. Our stories are not protected speech. Please, please be careful out there. Okay. The stories in question, according to the website's announcements, include no images and no videos, but describe acts of bestiality, urination, scat, BSDM, slavery, threesomes, orgies, and sex with children. According to Rosie's post, the FBI entered her home while she was away and seized several items before leaving. The men in black FBI took all of my computer equipment and many of my diskettes and have access to all files and site information, Rosie warned on her site. They came when I was not home and seized my belongings. I had no choice and no recourse. Rosie's attorney, Larry Walters of Weston, Garu, DeWitt, and Walters, said the FBI will have a difficult case if the raid was merely over the content of the text stories. We're still investigating the issues associated with the raid, but at this point it does not appear that any basis exists to justify obscenity charges premised on the written stories and the audio files that were subject on the cert warrants. Wolta told the Why Not. While obscenity laws are broad enough to potentially cover the written word, a conviction based solely on text or even audio would be an extreme uphill battle for the government of the current culture. We are hoping that once the matter is reviewed at the next level, no further action will be taken in regards to these stories at issue. So it looks like she's going to come out of it. The Red Rose Raid has already set off a firestorm of opinions on adult webmaster chart boards, and with some people expressing dismay that stories could fall under obscenity laws, while others stated support for the FBI targeting of such materials. Publishing pedo fantasy stories about a six-month-old baby's getting finger-fucked is obscene, is over the line, and should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, posted one user on GFY.com. Although Why Not has not yet been able to verify the exact nature of the targeted stories. Okay. But let's assume that that's one of them. I have no sympathy for this site. It should not be protected as a free speech. And the entire premise is to cater for fantasies of pedos and the most debased and perverted levels imaginable. When you are willing to when you are writing sexually perverse stories describing pornographic acts on infants, toddlers, and children, you are generating the same effect as if you were publishing pictures of such. Now, that's not accurate. Okay, that is not accurate. Okay, that's what we got here on this story. Now, writing stories about the thing is not the same as taking pictures of it. Okay, taking pictures of pedophilia is a crime because you are documenting a crime. There's nothing sexual about it. Okay? Now, the thing that I find to be... let's assume that there's stories about somebody finger-funking a six-month-old infant. Let's say there's a story there. In a positive light. This is being betrayed sexually. You know, it's exactly what it sounds. It's like totally, you know, showing the joys of finger-fucking six-month-old children. I mean, this is some pretty hardcore... That's about as hardcore as it gets, guys. That's pretty hardcore. You know, this is a violent, it's fucking, that story's obscene, you know, to me. I would find that totally obscene. So, me personally, you may be surprised to hear this, but I support this raid. I do. The guy's running fucking stories that are, you know, basically encouraging people to rape children. Yeah, I'm gotta say... You know, in my second book, The Scab Wings Abaddon, for example, in my second book, there's a scene around chapter 13, I think it is in chapter 13, where in the lands of the dead, there's these creatures known as Hallows, which is what happens to, you know, these really psycho-religious nuts who, you know, don't go on to the great beyond, and since, you know, there's no such thing as God or heaven or anything like that, they wind up in this realm of Abaddon. And children who die before they're... you know, to have a firm development of who they are as individuals, become these creatures, which are these massive lumbering hulks. Okay, and in the story, there's a sequence where a bunch of these Hallows are trying to tie down one of these children so they can rape it to death. Okay, and of course, you know, the heroes show up. Now, it could be said that, well, Sean, you're writing about the same thing. Totally not. I'm writing about a totally alien world where we're talking about spirituality, and I'm using that as a metaphor to show how evil these things are, okay? How twisted and corrupt they are. But to sit there and write stories encouraging this kind of behavior, it's dodgy. You know, it's dodgy. It is just written word. It is just written word. And some people say it's a slippery slope. If you ban people writing stories about finger-fucking babies, what's next, Sean? You know, well... You know, me personally, when I look at this, I'd be like, that's some sick shit. That is some sick fucking shit. And, I can't say as I like that. I don't think anybody should read that. You know, I don't think it's healthy. I think it panders to, it's like, you know, reading stories about butchering women and shit like that, you know, in a positive light. You know, is it criminal? Is it criminal? No. Do I think this person would probably need some help? I would say so. You know, I'd be scared that they might be, you know, generating a culture that supports this kind of thing. I mean, at some level, you're going to have to weigh in on which side you're on. All right? That's where we're getting down. At some point, you're going to have to, you know, either put up or shut the fuck up. Now, everything should be judged on an individual basis. Do I think this chick should do jail time for this? No. But I think she should probably take her goddamn stories off if they're going to have this kind of content. You want to have shit with, you know, whatever consenting adults and stuff like that? I don't know. As a horror writer, you know, I look at this and erotica is one thing, and there's a lot of weird stuff and scat and all that kind of jazz. It's not my thing. You know, I don't really get into it, but do I think it should be prosecuted? I support the raid. It's a tough one. It's a tough one because when I hear about stuff like that, it just makes me mad. It does. It makes me fucking crazy. And although I couldn't justify it to you, you know, I couldn't say anything. But yeah, you know, I wouldn't, just me now, not Rant, not anybody else, not anybody out there. But I got to tell you, I fucking don't really have much problem with taking stories offline that are encouraging people to sexually assault children. I'm sorry, I don't have a problem with that. You know, and if that makes me a bad person and a Gestapo Nazi and all the rest of it, oh well, I guess that's the way it is. Now, in World Web War news, the U.S. has got an image problem when it comes to the internet. What was your first fucking clue there? It seems as arrogant and determined to remain the sheriff of the World Wide Web, regardless of whatever the rest of the world may think. That's because they have weapons and they have the largest standing army in the world next to China. It has even lost the support of the European Union and stands alone as the divisive battle over who runs the internet heads for a showdown at a key UN summit in Tanzania next month. That'll be interesting to see what happens there. The stakes are high, with European Commissioner responsible for the net, Viviane Reding, warned of a potential web meltdown. This is where we're going to have Internet 2 come in and blah, blah, blah. The U.S. is absolutely isolated, and that is dangerous, she said during a briefing with journalists in London. Imagine the Brazilians and the Chinese doing their own internet. That would be the end of the story. I'm very much afraid of a fragmented internet if there is no agreement, which you know that's going to happen. You know that's going to happen because people will not allow open communication. Now, some people would say, Sean, what are you talking about? You're talking about taking fucking stories of like hardcore child porn off, and yet now you're talking about, okay, that's totally separate fucking issues, and you will recall that I would judge things individually. This particular case, I am not going to throw in with these guys and support, you know, I'm going to say, you know what, that's fucked up, and it needs to be addressed. But when you have a fragmented internet where no one can talk about anything, that's not fucking cool at all, because that's the joy of the internet. You know what I'm saying here? Now, when you go on to say in this article here, the UN has been wrestling over who should run the internet for a number of years. It was one of the issues which divided nations at the World Summit and the Information Society in Geneva 2 years ago. I'm not really too sure why anyone should run the internet. I think United Nations should probably run the internet. The second phase of the UN conference is likely to take place in Tanzania from the 16th to the 18th of November. You know that we're going to have some interesting stories there. Currently, a California-based group called the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, is the nearest thing to a ruling body. The private company was set up by the U.S. Department of Commerce to oversee the domain name and addressing system, such as country domain suffixes. It manages how net browsers and email programs direct traffic. ICANN was to gain independence from the Department of Commerce by September 2006, but in July, the U.S. said it would be maintaining its historic role in authorizing changes or modifications to the authority of root zone file. I don't care who's in charge of the internet, so long as somebody is in charge of the fucking internet, okay? We have to keep it open. We have to make sure that there's one internet and not 30 million different internets. We've already got everything unified. Let's not fuck this up, okay? Now, here's a better idea. In music news, the United States and recording labels want a bigger slice of Apple's success in digital music by seeking higher prices on downloaded songs. Japan's music industry has a different idea, putting fees on the iPods. The article goes on to talk about how, they want to just put these extended fees. Very similar to what they did with the CDs in Canada. You know what I mean? A lot of people did the same thing with the CDs in Canada. People came in and they went, you know, hey, we got these CDs. We need to, you know, make sure that there's no piracy, so we're going to add an extra tax on. I think this is a much better idea than it is to, you know, try to boost people's prices and shit like that. I don't think it's very smart to do this. We should definitely be trying to get this shit under control rather than, you know, trying to keep boosting prices on individual songs. Why don't you put it on the bass end and put it on the actual players versus on the music? I totally think this is a better idea, and I think it's workable because if you look out in the world, you can see that it actually works. Today's daily hack is the cyber epitome of search engines thanks to AOI, or AOI? AOI, I'm going to say AOI, in Belgium. Thank you so much for sending that in. Don't get owned by Google. That's your daily hack, and that's all I got for you today. But don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to make sure that you get all the information you need to stay alive. This would be a free radio broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of 71 people, 56 continuing subscribers from last month, and 3 new subscribers, plus 12 one-time donations. And thanks again to everyone and their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any of the pertinent stories, please email them to Newsreel. That's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the compilation album, Electrocity Level 10. I'm going to leave you now with an awesome track, thanks to the Cookie Monster, sent in by Jackson Brown, Lives in Balance. So until tomorrow, that's what Server said. End of line.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who find they can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone. And there are lives in the balance. There are people on the fire. There are children in the camps. And there is blood on the wire. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who fanned the flames of the wars that are fought in places where we can't even say the names. They sell us the president the same way they sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion, the same time they sell us our wars. I wanna know who the men in the shadows are. I wanna hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lights in the balance. There are people on the fire.